Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
We do not hear much preaching about holiness today. However, God requires our holiness to make heaven. I want you to listen to what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12 and 14. It says, work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life for those who are not holy will not see the Lord. In Revelation chapter 21 and 10, it confirms this. The Apostle John said, and an angel carried me away by the Spirit to a very large and high mountain, and he showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. There will in no way enter into it anything unholy, or one who causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We don't talk a lot about holiness, but it was always God's intention for his people, his children, those who follow his son Jesus, to be a holy people. In Leviticus chapter 11 and 44, God says, for I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Now, by the holiness of God, we mean as creator, he is absolutely separate from and exalted above all of his creatures in perfection. He's equally separated from moral evil and sin. Being holy means he does not conform to a standard. He is the standard. God's word is not a suggestion. It is always a command. His sovereign will is the expression of his nature, which is holy. God judged one of the greatest earthly kings because of his pride. He ignored God's word and he ignored God's warning as though, who cares what God's word says? So God took away his sanity for 7 years, removed him from his palace throne and made him to live in the field and eat grass like an animal for 7 years. How would you like that to be your rebuke from God? Daniel chapter 4 and 34 records when God allowed his sanity to return. And listen to what this king said. After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven, my sanity returned, and I praised and worshiped the Most High and honored the one who lives forever. His rule is everlasting and his kingdom is eternal, and all of the people on earth are nothing compared to him. He does as he pleases. I'm going to say that again because that is not something we like to hear. In America, God does as he pleases. Among the angels of heaven and among the people on the earth. And no one can stop him or say to him, what do you mean by doing these things? God is sovereign. When people disobey God's word, they don't really understand what they're doing. He is sovereign. He's the king of the universe. The entire Bible speaks about God's holiness. 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 And when you recognize God's holiness, it provokes humility and worship. The prophet Isaiah saw a vision of God on his throne. This is found in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. And above it stood seraphim. These are angels, each one with six wings. With two, he covered his face. With two, he covered his feet. And with two, he flew. And one cried to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth is filled with his glory. When confronted with the holiness of God, Isaiah said, woe is me, because I am not holy. You see, when we recognize the holiness of God, our response to God's holiness should be repentance. In other words, I agree with God's word and his commandments. I change my mind about how I thought life should be and how I live. Now I agree with God and I repent. I turn around and go in the opposite direction to follow God's will, plan, and purpose for my life. Regardless of the culture, I will obey and I will serve the Lord. In verse 6, it says, then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal he had taken from the altar. He touched my lips with it and said, see, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven. Then I heard the Lord asking, whom should I send as a messenger to the people? Who will go for us? And I said to the Lord, here I am, send me. Today, is that your response to God's holiness? To warn others of his judgment that will follow disobedience? See, this is very important, what I'm discussing here today. I began by telling you the only people going to heaven are those who are holy. How many of you know some people who are not? We all have to know some people who are probably not holy. This vision that Isaiah had, it spoke of the holiness of God, and then he realized not only was he not holy, but he lived amongst people who are not holy. They weren't going to be accepted by God. He changed his mind and God changed him. And he said, Lord, I'll go. I'll warn the people. I'll tell them that they also need to be holy. I want you to listen to a survey about many professing Christians who are a part of this group that does not agree with God. A Christian research company reported that compared to a similar study conducted a decade ago, the basis of people's moral and ethical decisions today is more likely to be their feelings and less likely to be the Bible. In that study, it was noted that substantial numbers of Christians believe that activities such as abortion, gay sex, sexual fantasies, cohabitation, drunkenness, and viewing pornography are morally acceptable. Many people today are embracing a culture relativism that denies any type of absolute truth. Satan has deceived our culture, coining the phrase, my truths. My friends, if your truth doesn't line up with God's truth, it's still a lie. It can be your truth, but it's a lie. It's deception. Another poll stated, a record low, 20% of Americans now say the Bible is the literal word of God. It should really say a record low, 20% of Americans, only 20% of Americans say. Only 20% of Americans say the Bible is literally the word of God. This is what this poll says. It's down from 24%. The last time the question was asked was 2017. Folks, we're clearly living in the last days. In 1 Timothy 4:1, it says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last days, some will turn away from the true faith and they will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Folks, God warns of certain judgment upon those who ignore his word, those who disobey his word. He says, whoa, that means trouble's coming. That means danger, 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 Will Robinson. It's coming. Isaiah 5:20, it says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes. They have rejected the law of the Lord of heaven's armies. And that is why the Lord's anger burns against them, and that is why he will punish them.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to read one of my favorite scripture verses to you. It's Jeremiah 29:11. It says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future filled with hope. Then you will call upon me and go to me and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
We look at our culture and we see the many things happening that are totally anti-God and anti-God's word. But God is saying, whoa, trouble's coming. Judgment's coming. Punishment is coming. And we're talking about holiness today, so please understand, God is not against anyone. God is holy. God is himself the standard of life. We all must become holy. He's not going to become unholy. And he's not going to accept your way of thinking or what you think life should be. See, the true standard for God and for heaven is holiness. He created us to be holy. And that's why there's a wall between God and unbelievers. In Isaiah 59 in verse 1, it says, surely the Lord's power is enough to save you. He can hear you when you ask for help, but it's your evil that has separated you from your God. Your sins cause him to turn away from you so that he will not hear you. Let me give you another scripture verse in Habakkuk 1 and 13. It says, God's eyes are too pure to behold evil. He cannot look upon wickedness. See, now look, God's holiness is beyond human insight, so don't even try to understand it. You just have to agree with it. You simply have to obey God's word so that you can be accepted by him because he's the standard. God explained his expectation for his people to be holy over the entire word of God. Let me just give you a couple of scriptures in Leviticus 19 and 1. It says, the Lord said to Moses, give the following instruction to the entire community. You must be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. If I'm your God, you must be holy. In 1 Peter 1 and 15. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you to be holy. For the scripture says, you must be holy because I am holy. I'm going to ask that question again. How many of you plan to go to heaven? See your hand. Then you have to fight spiritually to maintain God's holiness in your life. We're living in a polluted world, and you know that's the truth. Where if you look one place, you got to hide your eyes. If you're listening to the music, you got to cover your ears or turn that channel real quick. Turn that channel on television real quick. Don't look, don't look. Don't think about what you just saw. Don't go back to see if what you saw, you really saw. You saw it. Don't go back to hear the words to see if they really said what you thought they said it. See, it's important for us to understand that the devil will do anything he can to tempt us from holy living. He'll send people you know, especially people from your past. That's why God told Abraham, get away from your family, get away from your friends, get away from your past, man. You got to be holy now. Those people don't want to be holy. They'll pull you back. They'll pull you down. Get away from them. Stop listening to those things you used to listen to. Set your affections on things above. Let your pursuit be things that have to do with God's word. Let the music be uplifting music. Let it be about Jesus, not about passion and what they do in the dark. Don't relive some of those old songs you used to really enjoy. Some of you still have them, those old albums hidden somewhere. I'm safe, but it's hard for me to part with my albums. Give them up. Give them up. Get rid of it. Let it go. Don't look back. The Bible says, remember Lot's wife. She had gotten out of Sodom, but she turned back and then she became a pillar of salt. We need to get rid of those things from our past. Many of those are relationships from the past. Some of you keep those relationships locked arm in arm. And the Bible says not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, to what extent that's about, that's between you and God. You told me to say it. Some of your relationships are taking you down. Some of your relationships you're putting before God and his house. Some of your relationships are not uplifting to your spiritual life. And you need to agree with God. That's called repentance. The devil will do anything that he can. He wants to destroy your testimony and your destiny. And some of you are not going to go any further until you get rid of that old stuff. You can't, because it's not allowing you to go forward in God. You see, it's possible to begin by serving God and then fall away. I'm going to say it again. It is possible to begin with God and then fall back, fall away. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 9, Timothy, Paul writes, please come as soon as you can. Demas has deserted me, because he loves the things of this life and has gone back. It's possible to go back. You need to destroy the road back. You need to leave the people that will help you get back. And you need to go forward with the Lord. Let somebody say amen. You know what the Bible says? It says that as believers, our righteousness comes through Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, it says, he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Folks, but we have to protect. We have to fight to protect and to keep God's righteousness and holiness in our lives. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appears. There are only two destinations in eternity. You're going to go to one or the other. Each of us have an appointment with death and an appointment with God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 and 27, it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this, the judgment. Folks, God doesn't want us to be deceived, and he doesn't want our loved ones, our friends, the people we know. He doesn't want the world to be deceived. People will be judged for their sins. People who are not living a holy, righteous life are not going to heaven. And that also includes professing Christians. We just need to believe God's word. And 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, it says, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? It says, don't fool yourselves. Many are fooling themselves.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The message today is called Fighting a Holy War for Heaven. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, your Holy Son. Your word says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Help us, Lord, to recognize the good things that you're doing in our lives, regardless of the circumstances we face. Help us to always realize that it's not what it looks like. You've made us a promise that all things are working together for our good. We thank you for that. And help us, Lord, always to remember to obey you
and to look to you in faith for every need. We bless your people today. Help them. Thank you for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.